I want to address a couple different things, and I feel like I have like two main things that I want to talk about, and I feel like they're going to overlap multiple times. So I feel like we should just lay out a couple of things that we agree on, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
Actually, can we agree that the issues that are in the subreddit aren't just happening in the subreddit, they're also happening in the Discord?
Can you tell everybody what the issues are?
Yeah, so yesterday I think Destiny referred to it as like kind of school shooter vibes going on as far as how people are talking in a way that makes people think that, like, not just radical and like, I'm so tired of people saying like, well, Trump did radicalize me, you should be radical under Trump. I'm talking about radical as in like gonna cause violence in a way that isn't what everybody thinks it is kind of way. Like when I hear radical, I'm thinking of like somebody who is out of their mind and just like going after people like in a violent way.
Okay.
And I'm worried that that is what is happening, is that we are having people become radicalized in a way that isn't good. In the subreddit, I've noticed it more, but I also see it like in GGG chat. A lot of times they say like the vote.org thing, I think, is like one of the like memes right now around like a way to like get around TOS kind of stuff.
A way to say that phrase again?
To like get around TOS.
No,
like,
wait, what was the phrase?
Saying, like, oh, like the vote.org thing.
Oh.
I think is like a current meme in the GGG chat.
Okay. That's not good. Sorry. Yeah, go ahead. I understand what you mean, though.
So my thing is, and I kind of have worded this a couple times, I think that we are in a misogyny arc-esque thing where things are becoming, they started as jokes, and now there's a whole lot of it, and I'm not sure if it's jokes anymore.
Uh-huh.
And the more that I talk to people, the more I think it is not jokes. So I that's the main thing that I'm wanting to talk about is violent rhetoric. In
sure.
a way that I don't feel like is in the way that sane people, yourself, you know, are taking it. My other thing is that I just disagree with a lot of your approaches on how you think things should happen. And that's where I think like we're going to overlap in how we talk about it. But the main thing I want to talk about is the violent rhetoric that's going on across all of DGG.
Okay.
Do you think that there is violent rhetoric, like at an increasing amount within DGG?
Yeah, probably.
Do you think that it's something that is like acceptable?
Probably not. I don't think I would want like a shooter or whatever coming from my community for a variety of reasons. Yeah.
Do you think that, do you think that you do things that make it to where people think that you may possibly agree with that sentiment?
Probably right now, yeah.
So, like, when you talk about things like, oh, and like Hutch says in Minecraft or whatever, but like you basically said like, oh, it's Fed posting time or whatever it might be. Like, you do draw those lines to where people think that like, if a line is crossed, and I feel like that line changes sometimes based on what it is that you're talking about, that you are like incentivizing more people to, you know, run with your talking points.
Sure.
Do you think that people run with your talking points in a way that accurately reflects what you want them to be running with, or that they probably take things to an extreme that you're not comfortable with and that you would never advocate for?
They probably take them in pretty predictable directions.
Like, here's a question that I'll just kind of start to dive into like what I've been seeing and the conversations that I've had with people. Like it's pretty clear that we are probably going to win the House in 2026. Mm-hmm. Whether or not you think that that's like a going to push us in a positive direction or whatever it might be, that is a pretty clear thing that's probably going to happen. But you would admit that there's a chance that we don't, right?
I mean, I guess there's a chance, but that things would be really fucked if we lose if we lose a midterm.
So like let's say all of a sudden like 10 murders happen by some illegal immigrant and Trump is able to
find and arrest them
on
day one or something like that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I like make a joke of like, we're like one 12-year-old white girl away from being like raped and murdered from losing the midterms.
Okay.
Like, and I think that's a pretty solid way to put it. So I've asked people the question of like, if we knew 100% that the midterms were legitimate, but we didn't take the House, do you think that at that point there is calls for that extreme stuff. And I'm going to try to like not talk in a way that's bad for the channel.
Sure.
But I think that my having to do that furthers my argument in how serious it is of an issue that I can't even speak about it in most places. And I know like your argument is like, well, people like Trump and things like that, like they can say this stuff openly. And like, I completely understand that argument. My argument is that people aren't taking this serious. And if they are taking it serious and they are meaning the words that they're saying and they're not joking, that is the problem.
Okay.
But everyone's joking, though.
But everybody's not joking, though. My concern is that we are vastly approaching like point of no return in our own rhetoric within the community. And I think that it is being furthered by us not addressing it. So I really want to address like the fact that like in the subreddit, we're going to crack down on not just like explicit calls for violence, but also the jokes. Because the jokes have been growing, and it's only a matter of time before those jokes become things that get removed in general. And like, it's becoming an issue that I'm worried that the subreddit is going to get nuked. Sure. Because people are not taking it seriously, and I know that it's like a cucked position to be in, but you know, we get treated in this community a lot different than what other communities get treated, and it's like people don't understand that, and they think like there's a reason why retard is banned in the subreddit, but on platform it's not an auto removal. Like when I talked to the admins about the use of retard in the subreddit, they said, well, retard's not a specifically banned word on the platform. And I said, well, when is it a banned word? And they said, when you use it to as a derogatory, what was the exact, something along the lines of like, if you say retard to somebody in a way that's meant to bring them down and be used in a derogatory fashion, that's when it's banned.
Sure.
And I don't know anybody in this community that uses the term retard without it being a derogatory way of like putting somebody down. I'm kind of having a hard time like putting this all together because it's been happening more and more, and it's hard for me to stress how much violent rhetoric is happening just in the subreddit alone. And I'm not talking about the jokes. I'm talking about people just openly talking about needing to hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's just being said out there about hangings and all these types of things. And like, I understand that a lot of people do it in a way that is meant to like blow off steam,
mm-hmm.
but like, this isn't your journal. You know, like every intrusive thought that comes into your mind isn't something that needs to be shared on platforms. And like, one thing that I want to warn people about is like, Reddit has been cited to be turning information over to the government for things that they're not even subpoenaing. They're just openly working with the government on things that they ask for. And so like, as much as you might think that you're safe on platforms, like behind your anonymous username, like they are turning that information over to the government.
Okay.
And so like that alone is a reason for people to like think about couching their language. Now, another thing that we're going to start cracking down on, anybody who does not live in the United States, and if you start saying things that make it sound like you are in the US, you use the term we have tried this, we have tried that, you are going to be nuked off the platform for not saying that you're Canadian, Israeli, from Denmark, anywhere in the EU, anywhere that you are going to get nuked off the fucking subreddit, because I'm so tired of people speaking about things that they can speak about. You can have an opinion in the subreddit as somebody who lives anywhere in the world, but stop representing yourself as an American. Say, as a this person, you guys should be doing this. I'm so sick. I had a whole conversation with somebody talking about how they said that we've already protested, we've already done this. It's the only risk that, or the only thing that we should do now is TOS stuff. And then you go into their user profile and they're a fucking Canadian. This shit is just going to get nuked and you're never going to come back because you are basically like a, you might as well be a Russian trying to interfere in our shit. So that's another thing that's going to start to happen is that people that aren't American that are representing themselves as such, you're going to get nuked. I have a couple of things as far as...
I will continue to say we.
Mutant, you are an American.
Okay? That's right. God damn
it. So, in spirit, my other contention is that yourself included, people that are talking about these like things and next steps that they want to do are not doing as much as they could be doing. You are doing a lot more than most people are. And so you're like the least bit of my worry. But a lot of the worry that I have is that people are literally doing absolutely nothing and only talking about, well, what happens when like things pop off? And I think that that's a crazy state to be in, that we act as if things have been protested. And I actually, in your conversation with Hutch yesterday, you talked about there needing to be more protesting and people doing civil disobedience and things like that. And that's my point.
Mm-hmm.
I think that should be more of a focus when we're talking about these things is talking about the things that we're not doing right now. Like you would admit that right now there should be like hundreds or thousands times more protests than there currently are, right?
It's hard to take a position of like there should be less protests, but I mean, I'm pretty sure if you check like nine out of 10 of the largest protests in all of US history have happened under this administration. So I feel like we've protested quite a bit. I feel like there's been a lot of protesting.
Yeah, but like a single day. Like, that's the thing is, like...
I wouldn't disagree with you in principle. I feel like people just need to find maybe a more effective... I like the idea of doing, like targeted industry strikes and then mutual aid to, like, support the people who end up not working or something like that.
What do you mean by targeted industry strikes?
Like, I think it would be interesting to do a giant GoFundMe for, like, every single person that works at an airport and then have, like, the entirety of the airport industry strike.
Take a day off or
no,
week?
No, strike indefinitely until some condition is met. But then you are raising enough money to try to compensate these people to some extent or whatever, while they're so that they can sustain it, so that they don't have to just be waited out by the Trump admin or whatever. But it would have to be in exchange for some kind of direct ask.
Aren't those specific people forced to work because they're like federal employees or whatever?
Not federal employees. I do think there are some industries that it's illegal to strike in, but who cares? Fuck them.
Got it. I understand.
Like I agree that like large protests have happened and things like that. Like one of the things that I feel like you've said multiple times is like, all that the protest kind of gets you is back to, I guess, like neutral position. So like in Minnesota, like all of this shit happens and then they protest and ICE goes out from Minnesota, but you're only fighting back to like your neutral position at best. You're never like going past that.
Okay.
Is that kind of one thing that you've said about protests or something along those lines, or am I miscarrying?
For Minnesota, a little bit. I try to be careful in this position because I think that the Minnesotans did a really great job in getting ICE to leave. But I think it's sad that feds showed up to your state, murdered two citizens, you protested, and then they left. And it's like, Jesus, like that's like the victory.
We won.
Yeah, that's like very...
Yeah.
Like we've been conditioned right now, especially with the current regime, and I think you see it a lot in my conversation with Hutch and in my conversation with Connor, where because it's the executive, we've been conditioned to accept that having somebody tell you, hey, what you just did was really wrong and illegal, and then them going, okay, I guess I won't do that thing again, and then having like those types of things happen over and over again, that's like an acceptable thing. That's just very sad to me. But I'm not trying to take away from what happened in Minnesota. I think again that was great and everything, but yeah.
But you would agree that like that was like that's obviously a super effective way to like stem what is happening. Like
no, I don't think Minnesota, I would agree with that. What do you mean?
Well, like what had happened in Minnesota, like if people hadn't protested, it would have probably continued, right?
Yeah, probably, yeah. But I mean, two people at least were murdered by feds that were then covered for by the federal government and shipped out of the state to safety. Like so when we say an effective way to stop that, like is it I think
But that's the other like one thing that I, we will admit that although two people dying is like tragic, like that you would think that there would be more protests and more things happening in the current climate, right? Like there would be more people like let's just take like the example of all of the court orders that you've read that people are denying when we were reading this shit about the lady who was like, if you just hold me in contempt, I'll get like 24 hours of sleep or whatever it was that she said.
Mm-hmm.
Like people should be protesting like the facilities that these people are being shipped off to, like in the Texas, like in Texas, I think there's like multiple areas that they're shipping these people off to. Like, why are there not mass?
Sure. I mean, although, I mean, like realistically, like people aren't necessarily aware of every single thing going on. And it's hard for the average American to be protesting every single thing. Like I said, like 9 of the 10 largest protests in all of U.S. history have happened under this administration. Like, I feel like Americans are doing a decent job when it comes to showing up civilly right now.
I just want to address what you just said, where like people have to work. So like one of the things that I have an issue with is people being like so gung-ho to talk about like the insane steps to take, and then they're like, but we can't do anything right now because I have bills to pay. And it's like, you think that if shit pops off that the bills that you're worried about right now are like going to be your biggest worry? Like, I think right now you should take a little bit of financial hit to avoid the insane issue that you have. I think it's a cop out when people say that, but they're literally just plotting for the time to pop off instead of what you could, the infinite amount of things that you could do before that.
Yeah, but I think we're all still indexed on it being a pretty low chance of it actually getting to that point of things, like actually.
You are wrong then.
Okay.
That's not the sentiment in the community, is that it's a very low chance of things happening like that. People in the community believe it's an inevitability.
I'm saying
that there will be violence.
Sure. I'm saying that the people that are claiming that they can't protest because of work-related stuff or whatever, I don't know if those people are the same ones saying that the chance of violence happening is like super, super, super high. That feels like a younger, my guess is it's going to be a younger, more online opinion than a real life, like I can't stop working because I'm fucking my job. And also that's a really high burden to place on somebody, that they need to be making big material sacrifices or medium material sacrifices for an outcome that they don't even know how much support they're going to get nationally for said thing. Like, I don't know.
Well,
what.
I mean,
I agree.
I think this will move to my point of like, do you think our leaders then, Hobbit/Steve, are failing us in the fact that, like, I don't know, like Gavin Newsom, I guess he is still the governor of California, but I feel like bigger people could be out there leading huge movements of like, hey, ICE is doing this really bad thing. We should be meeting this day here at this place, kind of like Trump did for like January 6th. Again, I'm not calling for like at January 6th or whatever, but like at these places, like they should be like meeting and all that.
I mean, they have kind of been doing this though, right? How many we've seen?
I guess the No Kings protest, sure.
Well, we saw it was a Congress, a federal senator. Weren't they arrested in California for showing up at Kristi Noem press conference? I don't think they got like actually like arrested and indicted or whatever, but didn't they get arrested and taken away by the cops?
Are you talking about Alexander Padilla?
Yes, that sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah, he showed up. Yeah, he got basically drug out of there, but it's him. But
we saw the Texas lawmakers literally flee the state to avoid that quorum requirement for the Texas redistricting thing. And then once they came back, some of them were literally locked in the fucking state assembly room or state Congress or whatever until they could.
Yeah, this is nice, but I don't think it's like allowing the average person, not allowing, I guess it's not incentivizing the average person to come out with them, right? And like getting like huge crowds. I think that's maybe a problem we're having, is like the average person doesn't quote unquote know what to do right now, and they have to wait around for the next No Kings protest.
This is the difficult thing that we don't have like a mental template for that makes this so difficult, mm-hmm. Okay? In every single movie and every single thing that we think about, maybe this is even true historically in real life, when you think about like uprising against like a vicious authoritarian whatever thing, it's usually us versus them, and us is the smaller guy who vastly outnumbers them. We just need a little bit of mm-hmm. unity, and they are like the bourgeois, the powerful, the evil, or whatever. But the problem is that this administration is there by popular support of half the country. And that it makes things so different, because all the times that we complain about, like, doesn't it feel like our leaders are weak and can't do anything? It's like, well, they shouldn't be able to do anything. They don't have a majority in either half of Congress. We don't even have the Supreme Court, and the president of the United States won on the Republican side, literally by the popular vote. Not that that necessarily matters, but like, why would we expect our leaders to be able to do anything? They shouldn't be able to do anything, because the American public granted them through authority of the elections to do whatever the fuck they wanted, basically.
Sure, but I'm not asking them to do anything like congressionally, because I understand that we don't have the power for that. Mm-hmm. I'm asking them more to like, let's start setting up like some like rallies.
Oh yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the thing though for that is I firmly believe that one of the biggest mistakes that we've made, and one of the biggest issues we've had with our movements over the past 3 decades, is we just don't have a concrete ask. And that's why all of these things fall apart and they feel so hopeless. So like, what is like for Occupy Wall Street, right? Like, what was the ask? It was vague, like corporations aren't people, whatever. Yeah. That was it.
I think the ICE one's easy.
What is the ask?
I think your ask could be like, we need to abolish ICE and we need to rework it.
You could make that ask, but I don't know realistically if this...
If, like, the average person jumps on it?
I don't know if the average person jumps on it because the messaging on that already got fucked from lefties 4 years ago. And also, I don't know if... Even in the strongest version of that argument, I'm not sure... I'm sure you get a lot of people to protest for it. I don't know in terms of how the American public would go. I don't know if any elections would be decided by what political stances politicians take on it. Therefore, I don't know if that actually amounts to any kind of change. Just to be clear, I don't disagree with... especially the abolish ICE sentiment. But I think that if we could protest, I think that if you could have, like, my guess is going to be in Minnesota, if you were to try to get people to go out to protest, my guess is going to be that you could rally a ton of energized protesters because ICE came to their state and they killed two people. And Minnesotans were like, this is bullshit. We want ICE to leave. They went out and they protested and ICE fucking left. Like, it was a very clear demand and they got the fuck out of the state and they're energized from that, right? But we've gotten so many, like... And again, I don't want to take away anything from like the No Kings protest. Like, I don't even know actually. What was the point of that protest? Like, it was a historically huge one, but I don't think there were any asks or demands.
I think it's just say like the in America, yeah, there's no like concrete like demand. It's just like saying like we don't have a king. But yeah. I guess with the ICE one in Minnesota, why was Waltz not out there like leading the movement? I understand he's like the governor and everybody's oh well, we need to keep it separate, blah blah blah. But like the governor or the mayor should have been out there on the forefront, like and got a march going.
Didn't he step down?
Didn't who?
He didn't step down. He's just not running for re-election.
Yeah, but that was for
like he was trying to like step out of the limelight. Like,
oh, maybe. Also, your mic is still super quiet. You cuck piece of shit.
Your mic is super quiet. Like these.
Wait. Real quick. Wasn't the mayor? I forget the fucking guy's name. Was the mayor not out on the street sometimes doing speeches?
I never saw him out on the street like leading a rally. I only saw him like in a like a Congress box, like talking to people. I didn't see him out there personally. He might have visited the memorial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's a true thing. Like when you saw like you know like the Great March of Return when Hamas was sending people to you know go to the walls and everything. Like Sinwar was out there. You saw that's how you knew Hamas was involved. You literally see a lot of the Hamas leadership out there walking amongst some of the people. I don't know. Maybe we need to have. I shouldn't make the comparison to terrorists, but. It might also be that in terms of what our politicians are feeling right now on the left is mm-hmm. that we have politicians and we have activists and those two things are very separate, but Republicans have obviously merged those things. Maybe we need to get our politicians a little bit more on board with protesting.
We just got our activists to actually do stuff like I had a conversation with Hutch while you were gone.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that like I think is kind of wrong is that we have a lot of like liberal commentators and like political people online like yourself, Brian Tyler Cohen, Josiah Hutch, even smaller like Pisco, you know, you have these people that really are like pointing at the incidents happening and like informing people of stuff, but like do you not think that there's like any like duty by anybody that are on like the online left to like put themselves out there in these things, like not in the way like what Hassan is doing. Like Hassan is a fucking like LARPer. Mm-hmm. Like I think Hassan is a LARPer.
I think there's some obligation to, yeah, for sure. I would say, yeah.
Like why would a streamer? I don't know. Just to me, why would a streamer that has a certain amount of viewers that is like pointing out these things that might not be on people's radar, whether it's people being, you know, shipped off and held at some facility in Austin or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
why is that streamer not going to that facility, live streaming themselves being arrested or whatever, doing the civil disobedience stuff when they're able to do the things that people that are at work can't do? They can simultaneously be bringing more eyes onto it and also be able to afford what's going on after it. And then like draw more and more people to do those things. Like, I feel like there's nobody that's really doing that. You know, we had like the protests in Portland over.
I feel like one of the big issues is that just for whatever fucking reasons you can get into or not get into is that like there is no unity on the left. So it's hard to get anybody on board with like any of this. Like if you think about J6, how many different, like it was like I don't know, would you say like hero units or like Lord of the Rings? Like when you were looking at all the videos and everything, how many knowable Republican figures, conservative figures were out there all unified together in that movement. You had Nick Fuentes shouting and giving speeches. You had Alex Jones that was walking. You had like so many different InfoWars guys. Owen Schroyer. You had like different political. I think right before. I think it was on January 6th that somewhere outside, or maybe it was the day before, the senators that were saying that they were going to help obstruct the vote. Like, you had like this huge collaboration from the top down. Meanwhile, I don't even know what collective group of left leaning political streamers, like, nobody can even work together. Like, Hassan goes out and starts shitting on Democrats. Vosh says he never wants to fucking leave the house. If I go out and do anything, I have to give like 50 million hedges to every single person I work with, because I know that if they're even seen with me, there's going to be 50 million people saying that they're like a rape collaborator. Like, there's like no unity anywhere where you can get a bunch of left-leaning people to go together. Like, what you're saying is like my wet dream fantasy. Like, theoretically, like, it would have been amazing to have like Hassan, Vosh, Destiny, and maybe like two or three other large like YouTube creators to like call for like a huge group streamer, whatever, fucking protest at like the Alligator Alcatraz place in Florida or whatever. That like a movement like that could get easily, just on fans, like 1,000+ people to show up. And then if you collaborate with anybody in the city, locally, anybody else that organizes protests or marches, I'm sure you get tons of people for that. And you'd have lots of media coverage and you'd have lots of eyes on it. But we're totally incapable of doing that. Right now on the left, we just don't have that unity, which is really annoying.
I feel like on the left slash specifically in Congress, it feels like a lot of them are streamers who just don't want to interact with their community right now. And like, when I think back to like my history books or whatever, it's like MLK is like leading people through marches. Malcolm X, or whatever, for what he was worth, I guess, was like also doing like
some elected representatives. Like, we shouldn't be looking towards our elected representatives for doing what. Like, I understand what Destiny said, like, where like they've kind of merged their activists and their political people together on the right. Like, I do understand that. Mm-hmm. But like, we don't even have anybody like leading a charge regardless on the political side or on the activist side. We just have people looking at the problem and talking about the problem over and over that have this immense amount of power that are doing nothing with it on both the political side and on the activist side. And I think that's a failing on both the political side and the activist side. Like, the fact that we don't have somebody that's like MLK, like, somebody's going to say like, oh, well, what you actually don't know is that MLK was known way before the civil rights movement. And this, that, and it's like, the point is that we don't have anybody and we're looking for people to step up.
But well, like, I don't think we are. Nobody's looking for people to step up because there's not agreement on anything. There's not agreement on what the problem is. This is one of the reasons why I said I'm irritated by like the whole fucking Epstein shit, because everybody that's super bought into the Epstein stuff is going to both sides it. Like, I don't know if we have... Like, when you start, especially the more that you get into the activist group of people, you're probably getting even further away from the broad electorate. This is one of the reasons why the politicians on the right being connected to the activist class, I think, helps them so much. Was it Joe Rogan or was it Charlie? What political right-wing figure did I hear on their show literally say, oh, yeah, like, I talk to Trump like every few days or whatever on the phone.
That was Charlie Kirk.
Yeah. But I feel like I heard another person say this too. I'm like, how many motherfuckers is this person talking to? Like, when you know that you have the support from those people, like, not only are your marches supported politically, but like, you also know that you have like the eyes and the ears of the voters as well, because you're in, you know, collaboration with the political class, like the people that are elected and do things. Whereas on... like, for our most activist people on the left, I don't even think they support the Democratic Party at all. And then it's just a ton of infighting. And then none of the influencers give a fuck about, like, any political shit because they just do, like, online stuff. And then that's...
Well, like, the call-out should be, like the call-out, like, a lot of lefties right now are like, well, why are you looking at us when you should be going after Trump or whatever it is? And it's like, but they're not going after Trump. You know, like, they're all, everybody's buck stops at the computer screen. And that's for like the community as well as the people who talk about all the problems.
I just don't know. I'm curious, like, what in your mind, what would an ideal like first few steps look like?
I would think that multiple people that have clout and influence and the ability to get a message out should be out there like on the front lines, like making content out of what used to be like something that would maybe get written in the paper.
Sure, but like who specifically?
I said like you, Josiah, Brian Tyler Cohen, like these people that have like vast.
So I don't know. Josiah's probably still scared of even doing content with me. I don't know if BTC will go anywhere near me right now publicly, as long as I'm still in court, have my rape adjudicated.
But my question to you, can I just ask a question real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Do you think that if you went out and you, let's say, let's take Alligator Alcatraz, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that that was still going on and you were like, fuck it, I can't not do something. Like, I need to go out there and I need to do it. And you live streamed yourself getting arrested over something. You think that those people are just going to like not, like it, they're just going to ignore it?
I think they might make a YouTube video slightly covering it, but like, my YouTube channel made over $1 million a year and it got demonetized because of a clip that went live on Jesse Waters and was rebroadcasted by, you know, the president's son and some people from Congress. I don't think anybody even mentioned it, right? That like that could be one of the largest, like not to hype my own shit up, but that could be one of the largest potential like cash infusion sources, at least for anybody in the online left, just completely wiped away from nowhere and nobody gave a fuck. So it's like, do I think that people would care if I got arrested? They might make like a 5-minute segment on it, but otherwise, I don't know, probably not.
They'd probably laugh at you, to be honest.
But yeah, because a lot of them, literally a lot of them, yeah, that would be my biggest fear from a selfish perspective, is that I know that if I go out and die, Hassan and Mike from PA and Denims are going to be making a stream about how I can't believe they killed one of their own. This fucking Gusano just got wasted by the same Trump administration that he's been standing for years. Yeah. Like, that's probably what
it
they would say.
It wouldn't be like, you're out there doing good. It's like, oh, LOL, he's dead.
Yeah. Like, look at how much, like, even all my fucking canvassing shit and everything literally gets dunked on by these guys saying that it's just, I only do it for clout and it's a waste of time. Or something that's even more disgusting. No, there's that. But, like, look at how many people shit on Dylan and call him, like, a fucking war tourist and shit, including Hassan, right? Like, that's insane. So, no, actually, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if there would be any of that support on the left for people that would actually go out and do stuff like that. I'm not sure.
But so like you would admit that like the reason that like the Rene Good and the Alex Pretty stuff happened was because it like got out to a bigger audience than just like the online left people, right? Like normal people saw them get killed and thought that it was wrong.
Sure.
Yeah, the online left wouldn't give a fuck. I don't think they'd be out there doing anything.
So my thing, I'm not saying that you need to go out and get like that's not what I'm saying, but like I think that the idea that we should not be pushing to do more things.
I never said, wait, hold on, to be clear. I didn't say we shouldn't be pushing to do more things. And I think that the Alex Petty and the Renee Good stuff is good. It did get out to my audience. But I'm just like, the more particular ask that you were making was like online content creators going out and doing stuff and kind of like leveraging their audience or whatever, which is a thing that I 1,000,000,000,000 fucking percent agree with. But like, unless I'll rediscover more, I guess, motivation to reach out again and again over after my lawsuit or whatever is over. But I've made the first step on that like so many times. And
I'm not saying that you're doing something wrong.
No, hold on. You're not gonna FM me or whatever. I'm not saying I'm doing anything wrong, but I'm saying that like, for instance, like me and Vosh could be making content together. Very easily, right? I tried to do that one event where, you know, it was me, him, and Emma Viglin. Well, to be fair, that wasn't like my event. It was something that was whatever Brianna Wood was working with, like they did that. But like even at that event, like it was kind of, the conversations were a little bit awkward. You had Emma Viglin saying that like online content creators don't matter anyway. For some reason, like nobody in this space wants to actually do anything on the left when it comes to real life advocacy. There's just no appetite for it from any of the other fucking creators, which I think is incredibly sad. Like people make fun of me, or people always attack me, you know, when I suck off like Nick Fuentes or Lauren Southern, because I always give them so much credit. And I've said this a million times, like these are people with much, much, much smaller budgets who were, you know, for Lauren Southern, you know, was so inspirational. She got a fucking dude in New Zealand to shoot up a mosque and kill 60 people, right? Or for Nick Fuentes, right? He had his whole fucking AFPAC thing and he's banned from how many different financial platforms and everything else, right? Like these are people with much, much smaller resource pools going out and doing so many more things. Meanwhile, you have like literally Tombs of Scoria, dragon wealth hoarding Hassan doing fucking nothing except posting pathetic emo clips on Twitter begging Gavin Newsom for an interview. And then Vosh, who says he's too autistic to ever leave his house. And then there's a bunch of like liberal media guys, and I'm glad that they exist now and they're getting more powerful, but they don't really collaborate or do anything in the real world outside of just like interviews. Like it just seems, I don't know why, but on the left, like
that's what I was saying. I think it's a failing on their part.
I agree with that. I don't know how to push that collaborative thing. Like, I understand why it's so scary for any of them to do it, because you're going to be getting hit from your own side like a million different ways every single time you walk out and do anything. Like, it's kind of retreading the complaints that I'm sure Kamala and her campaign had when it came time to them having to do a podcast or whatever. I guess I'm agreeing with you. I guess when I ask you, in one ways, I'm asking, like, I guess, what is anything I could do in particular? Because I'm looking for those things. But then also, like, it just feels like more broadly, the left-wing or left-leaning ecosystem just doesn't support any of this kind of activity. And it's very sad,
well,
I guess.
What, like, my main contention is, like, I think that you admitting that not enough is being done on the side of things that I'm talking about, like, I feel like this is the most on your stream that this has been talked about in ever.
I feel like I've spoken about this
conversation like 50 times.
Yeah, I've spoken about this quite a bit. Maybe not quite in the same terms, but that I'm very, very disappointed that there's so much money that flows through a lot of like left-wing stuff.
No, I know that part.
But none
I
of
know
it
that part
comes out anywhere. Okay.
I'm saying my contention is that people aren't doing enough right now, and all that's being talked about is the extreme ends of what it is that's happening. And so I don't think that there's been much talk about, like, yeah, the protests are big, and like, yeah, a single day protest is awesome, but it accomplishes almost nothing. And the sad part is that, like, at the beginning of the Trump administration, people were calling for like general strikes and things like that, and it was kind of like a LARPing, like, nothing thing to be suggesting, because there was really no goal.
Your mic's good. Like, sorry, go ahead.
You would agree that you would go for a general strike before you would go for anybody taking up arms against the country, right?
Yeah, of course.
Like, you would say that that's always going to be...
violence should always be like the very, 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 very last stop, right? Or close to the last stop, yeah.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people believe that we are already past that. And so when I interact with people and they're like, well, we have been protesting, it's like, kind of, but not really.
I mean, we had no kings. We have people at ICE facilities.
Yeah, but again, they are literally nobody knows what those are for whatsoever. You don't. The Minnesota protests had a point. The point was to get ICE out of Minnesota in the way that they were doing, and they were effective. Okay, they had a lot of media coverage.
I'm hacking.
People died, and people watched what was happening and said, like, that's wrong. And so the overall appeal of them continuing to do those things in Minnesota drew them back.
Yeah.
I mean, they were effective, but two people died and they're...
Oh, no, wait. Well, fuck. What kind of mic are you using?
Are you talking to me?
No, prying. He's talking. It's just still so quiet. I don't even know if he's changing the right mic settings.
I'm using an SM50A.
Of course you are.
It's dog shit.
Buy a cloud lifter.
Dog shit.
Okay. Or get a way better interface.
It's not fucking gain or whatever the fuck. I don't fucking have a mic shut.
It's all good. Okay.
Oh my god. It's an audio problem.
It always is. No, that's okay.
And so my issue is that although those things, like, even you giving like the, well, we've already had these like really 9 out of the last 10 protests are under Trump and blah, blah, blah. It's like, that's true. But like, it's not to the, like, that's giving more, you're lending like credence to the idea that we've already gone past that step and it's not working. And what I'm saying is, like, we are so far back from where people believe that we are. And that's what we should be talking about more. And so, like, I have people that are telling me, like, we've tried protesting and look at what's happened. 2 people have died. And it's like, that's really bad. That is super bad.
Mm-hmm.
But like, this is like when Hutch was talking about the civil rights movement, it's like, we do have people like getting maced and stuff. Like, it's bad. But like, the civil rights movement had like mass injuries and people like being arrested on mass. And we aren't having that right now. Like, you,
yeah, I agree.
I mean, people are being arrested.
Well, immigrants maybe, but
yeah.
No, yeah, there's an issue, but like, I think the big issue again is that we just don't have that, like the civil rights asks were relatively easy to understand, right? Like, I'm not sure there was like esoteric, like, we don't want the 3/5 compromise. We want 2.7898. Well, I'm saying that I'm saying that it's just difficult because we don't have any agreement on like what it is we're asking for, and then it doesn't seem like we have any agreement on what the leadership should look like for the person making the asks. We just don't have a good activist class right now on the left.
I would agree, and I think that is something that we should be talking about more than, hey, because we don't have an activist class, let's just continue to let things get worse and worse and worse. And people keep asking me, like, well, where's the line that you draw? And my line is, like, after we've done civil disobedience and it's met by the state with like mass casualty events, basically, of where, like, it doesn't matter what we're doing, whether it's a sit-in or a protest, the government is, like, cracking down. Like, that's when you've exhausted your options, right? Like, you've tried absolutely everything that you can do, and people are like, well, we've already done that. And it's like, well, no, we haven't. Like, that's where, like, it's unfortunate that Pretty and Good have died, you know, in these protests, but, like, it's nowhere near it, an acceptable amount that people should be, like, I see people as, like, frothing at the mouth to get to that next step. And it seems like people are, whether it's violence in the way that I'm talking about, where, you know, it's just, like, civil war, or my other thing is that I think people have gotten to the point where if people don't get, we can't even talk about it, after this administration is gone, that it is unacceptable. And so, like, where it started out, and I think me and you had a conversation, and then that's when Zip pumped in. You were originally talking about, like, jailing people. I don't think people are getting further than that. And so, like, we are just going down a more and more extreme.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Shit is fucked right now. Yeah. What is the... But there has to be an answer besides, like, well, let's just, like, pretend everything is cool and chill, and, like, that'll be way better.
I never said that.
No, yeah, I know, no, but well, I understand that, like, we're going down a bad path. You reiterated this a lot. What is the, like, what is the next step? What's or, I step? Guess, what do we, yeah. People what's shouldn't that, do more as much, and there's be, more, there's more that we have to exhaust.
People need to be doing more.
Yeah, I know, but, like, that's the equivalent of, like, how do I finally impress this girl? And it's, like, be yourself. And it's, like, okay, well, fuck me. If that was the answer, then...
Shrimp
like
they,
yeah, shrimp ass. It would already be done, right? But like, we have an activist class that, if it exists at all, it's captured by far lefties who hate the fucking party. For the little bit of like political engagement we're getting from the left, it's to literally go and talk to people again that hate the fucking party, right? Even the center lefters that we have are too politically retarded to understand the moment we're in. So like, all the dipshits that wrote speeches for Obama that do Pod Save America, right, are, you know, having basically people that hate the Democratic Party cycling through their program and not understanding what's going on, or your Jennifer Welch's and all these people that are, it's just like, I don't know what the, like, they're
I got an idea, I guess.
Sure.
I think, like, the best thing to do, and you might laugh, but genuinely,
I'm laughing.
It would be to, like, get a community to email a certain congressman or woman to, like, lead a movement of, like, and it needs to be, like, for something. So we would have to figure out, what do we want to change? What is, like, easy to understand? And then it would be like, okay, well, let's get someone who's actually in political power to lead said movement.
I don't think that's necessarily...
Can I address something real quick that just keeps getting said in chat?
Sure.
By Gabicles. I don't know who it is. But
one guy?
Yeah, I am getting one guy. They assume that all of my positions on this are because my dad is a Republican, and that's not the case. They think that, like, everything that I hinge my entire beliefs are on the fact that I don't want my dad to get hurt. And, like, I think that's just a stupid way to go about things. And this is my issue, is that every time I try to, like, address something, people think that I have, like, some ulterior motive on what it is that I'm trying to do. And, like, that's just not the case. I think that it's wrong that so many people are talking about violence in a way that I think is, like, when I say insane, like, I think, like, if you're okay with talking about violence and the amount that you are, there's something wrong with you.
Okay.
And so, and it's not people that are joking. And so, like, I don't know how to say this without it, like, sounding soy, and I have to couch my language because of the platform that we're on. But, like, I think people believe that because they are of sane mind, that the people that I'm talking about are also of sane mind, and they're not of sane mind. I've talked to many people now that truly believe that the only way that we're going to get out of this is if people die.
Sure.
And, like, can we just admit that that's not the only way that we can get out of this? In fact,
yeah, we've said that.
We should try to avoid that. Yeah, but, like, people believe that Destiny thinks that that's what the that's what.
I mean, it depends. Like, I think that we can change our political system without mass violence. I'm not going to say, like, more people will die. They're dying every day from old age. No, I'm sorry. But, like, I mean, like, whether I understand that for no, that's me. I'm not going to say that. I know that you care about other people, but like the USAID shit is gone. There's millions of lives gone. You know, the joking about of the murdering of Venezuelans out in boats that I'm pretty sure, unless Congress changed their position on this, the administration never showed compelling evidence that these people were involved in any kind of like actual illegal drug trade or anything. And even if that was the case, that wouldn't give you the right to just murder them for a country that you're not at war with. You know, you've got Preddy and you've got Renee, but like, you've also got like people that have been deported from this country who either will never come back or should have never been deported, whose lives are being harmed. Like, these are all things that are happening. And when you say like, well, we can get there without any violence, like what you mean to say, and I'll clarify, and I'm not trying to bad faith you or whatever, but like what you mean to say is that like we can get back ideally without like there being any kind of organized violence on our side, which I think is true. I do agree with that. But don't say without violence at all, because like the current administration is like fully engaged in violent activities on a daily basis against us and other countries, and they thrive in it, they love it, they revel in it.
But you've been talking about a tit for tat strategy nonstop, so you could see how if that is what your general like point is that you're going across, that people will just take that and brush it across the board. So when you're saying like Alex Preddy and Renee Good were killed and that's violence, they are seeing a tit for tat that something needs to happen in turn because of that. And they're like, do you,
I'm not saying that like
they're taking from it.
I don't want that to be the case. And I do clarify, like, I don't want this country to head in the direction of political violence. One of the reasons why, you brought this to my attention and made me think about it more, because I probably wouldn't have said anything otherwise, but like, I don't think right now, like when I try to think of political violence, it's just so crazy, but I think of everything from the perspective of a streamer. Like if I'm making like a decision, I'm thinking like, how would my chat react if this happened, you know? Or when I'm thinking about political violence, like if a shooter came from my community, would I be like, that's fucking awesome and based? Or would I be like horrified that a shooter came from my community to kill like an ICE agent or something? And I think I would be more on the horrified side right now. So I'm like, okay, well, we probably need to curb the sub and the subreddit, right? Because I don't think I would want this coming from my community. But like, here is like, I just don't know how to put this into words. If Alex or Renee was somebody that I knew or a family member, and somebody told me that we're moving on to the next administration and the two officers involved will never even be investigated, let alone charged with a crime, but that's just something you're going to have to live with. Like that's an unfathomable position to me. And I don't know how you get that person to like engage with democratic society anymore. That's just like, it's beyond the pale. And this isn't even,
That's the radicalizing though, right? Like it's like when you're basically saying like, if somebody is a certain amount of closeness or takes out a certain amount away, like it's hard to turn them away from that. Like, I agree with that. And like, I guess that's kind of my issue, is that people are not next to that. And like, every time I try to talk about this kind of stuff, people think of it as like I'm not taking it seriously. And like I communicated to the mod team. I think I communicated to, I don't know if it's publicly known as far as like who our manager is basically in DGG, but like I communicated that like I had to watch that video like 55 fucking times because of moderating. And when people would post something, I would have to watch the video to make sure that it was like some legitimate thing and not some AI post or whatever it might be. And like, it's, I understand why people feel like they're being radicalized, but like, I don't know. I just keep circling back to this. I don't think that people understand how radicalized people are getting. Like, I've had conversations with people that say like that the only way that this is going to be better is if people hang and shit. And like, that's just a crazy way to go through this. And that's why, like I was saying, I disagree with a lot of the stuff that you're talking about with Hutch. And I think that Hutch has a bad way of communicating his stuff to where it just seems like a business as usual thing. So maybe we can pivot to that and I can talk to you about that, because I don't know how to put into words that like it is very serious that everything that's happening, but we also it should be very serious that we are not talking about hurting people no matter how much we hate them.
Sure.
So like one of the things that Hutch was talking to you about yesterday was like congressional committees, and like that's where we should be putting like a lot of our when you're talking about investigations into people, and you said that was kind of like a business as usual thing. That's not any different. I think at one point you said like we need to make them into Hunter Bidens.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that just congressional investigations in general aren't sufficient, or do you think that, like,
do you think that the Republican Congress was investigating Hunter Biden as much as they were because they legitimately thought that there were crimes there to be investigated?
Because his name was Biden.
Yes.
No, I understand that, but I guess what I'm asking you is, why do you think that we need to, like, make stuff up? Like, why can't we just use
they
a
do
professional?
It.
Because most of what they're doing because most of what they're doing is, strictly speaking, probably not illegal.
What do you? You think that, like, defying, like, court orders and things like that aren't illegal, and that we can't find, like, information about them, like,
you can't retroactively, like,
it's not enforced.
Yeah, you can't retroactively arrest somebody for defying a court order if the court didn't, like, issue, you know, a warrant or decided not to hold somebody in contempt or whatever.
Yeah, so the thing that, like, that I'm basing, like, what I think that is getting lost on this is, like, the Congress can go pretty deep into people and can find, you know, The thing is, like, if things get pardoned all the way, like, this is where, like, Congress can start to subpoena people and start to hold people accountable and in ways that, like, that get past the pardon without having to take, like, an extrajudicial mean, which I think is, like, where you are believing that that's, like, the only way that we can do things, really.
I don't think you're going to get... I don't think you're going to get what you want to get. We're looping. We're going to loop on this conversation. I think we just fundamentally disagree here. We don't agree. I think that the other side still thinks that the other side still believes that Republicans are just working with Congress. And then if we just work with Congress, we do all the things that Congress is supposed to do, that, like, it's the same thing. But I don't know how to, I failed, I think, at communicating the extent to the norm violating shit that the other side is engaged in for years and years and years and years and years. I think I've just failed to communicate that effectively.
Except for, like, I understand that stuff. So my question, and we were talking to Connor earlier and you were saying that,
you understand, hold on. Like, you understand that, like, for the investigations for Hunter Biden, that was not done in a good faith adherence to the law kind of way.
I completely understand that.
Okay. So if we wanted to do something similar to what they do with Hunter Biden, we would have to act in a way that is not in adherence with good faith, that is not with good faith adherence to the law.
Sure. But the reason that they had to do that with Hunter Biden is because Hunter Biden didn't do anything wrong, whereas they are doing things that are wrong.
Like what?
So we don't need to fabricate something. Defying the court orders, doing things.
You can't arrest somebody or subpoena somebody for defying a court order. That's up to the court to enforce. That's what the U.S. Marshals are there for the federal court system. You can't investigate somebody because they defied a court order. That's the thing that you have hearings on in court, and then the judge decides if they want to hold you in contempt or not.
That's the thing, is that the Congress has broad authority to subpoena people. Basically, all you have to say is that you're subpoenaing them over a legislative purpose. So your legislative purpose could be like, oh, well, we're wondering if there should be this thing put into law that DHS can't do this, this, and this. So we're going to subpoena Kristi Noem, everybody that's all underneath them, and then they can basically do whatever they want after that because the legislative purpose is met.
Well, sure, but then you are doing the Hunter Biden thing to them, right? Which was my position. So I don't know what we disagree.
Yeah.
On.
So, but you're not. But they are doing things that are wrong. Whereas that's where, like, I feel like you are trying to figure out what we need to do out of the bounds of what the norm is.
But what you're talking about would be wrong. That's not a norm. The norm is not to fabricate. What you're talking about is, I keep using this term, pretextual. If we're using a violation of a court order to go on a fishing expedition, that's not a good faith adherence to the law, which is what you're saying we should do, which I agree we should do, but that's not a good faith adherence to the law. I don't want Congress to normally go on fishing expeditions for everybody because they happen to violate a court order or something. I don't even know if you could go on fishing expedition, because usually the people that are quote unquote violating court orders are going to be your frontline prosecutors or the people in charge of communicating back and forth. I think.
Well, I think that's where, like, these judges are starting to write things in their rulings that are talking about, or, you know, when they're in court saying, like, do I need to call this head person into court to say these things? Like, that is what the judiciary should be doing, is calling in those people. Like, but that then we're just, like, leaning on the judiciary over and over and over again. And that's kind of the issue that we're in right now, is that we're only worried about what the judiciary is doing.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I just wrote a couple. Let me just go down my list. You had talked about anti-hero stuff. Congress is the perfect person to be your anti-hero. It is kind of the norm now for political theater to be happening in Congress. I know that that's not the ideal thing, but you're often talking about things that are happening within this administration or within this Congress and using it against them. You just read that big, long email that was basically full of things that the Trump administration isn't doing. And that was like, I had a contention with that in that that person cited a bunch of things as if the Trump administration is doing this thing already, but they're kind of not. It's kind of in the way that the Trump administration says Democrats have been doing this for years. When they really haven't. So I feel like you're kind of, no, but you're kind of going down that same thing where you're taking things to, like you're taking things even further than they're taking them. I think that we can just take them to the steps that they're taking it, and that's far enough. Like, why do we need to go even further? Like, why do we need to jail people without bringing up a trial? Versus,
well, because I think they kind of are, right? For all of the immigration stuff.
Yeah, but the immigration stuff is a little bit harder. That's like an immigration law thing that we're doing incorrectly, other than the U.S. citizen part. Which,
yeah, but there's
which
all, well, they are doing it with some U.S. citizens, which is the issue. But like what you're saying again is like the issue. We're going to loop on this. We're just going to fundamentally disagree, and that you think that like they're adhering to a rule set that I don't think that they're adhering to, and I think that they violated this.
That they're adhering to.
Yeah, but like what you just said was like playing within the confines of what they've stretched, right? So you're like, why would we arrest people without charges? I'm like, well, they kind of already are related to immigration. It's like, well, that's a different thing. It's always going to be a different thing. There's never...
because you're talking about arresting Pam Bondi and. Doing video game stuff to Pam Bondi. It's like, that's just not something that's happening.
Well,
like,
and Donald Trump talked about executing six, you know, prior.
He talked about it. He didn't do it. We could talk about
it. So do
we
wait until they do? You shouldn't talk about it. I would argue that talking about it is almost as bad as doing it, but we're so brainwashed as Americans that we don't see the difference. The president of the United States talking about executing political opponents, that should, I can't even say, because I would get banned. At the very least, that would be like an instantaneous impeachment. Like, that's insane.
It should be
like, well, yeah, but like, but then when you're like, but we can't arrest people that are not blah, 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 blah. I don't like, I don't know what the restriction is. We're going to win the midterms, or whatever. I don't think, I don't know what we're going to, I don't know what common ground we're going to find here. Listen, if you want to like impress upon me that like something, you know, really good will come from the current path that people want to take, then you just have to give me a good reason why I should believe that Republicans won't try to act this way in 2028 or 2032. And I just haven't heard a single thing that is even remotely convincing on that yet.
But you would also admit that your way of doing things also isn't like some foolproof way, because I think that often people that take your route of doing things are like, well, other people that are against you are completely wrong and you're completely right. Yours is actually the only way that it could work.
I don't think anything is guaranteed, but I do think that my path, which is not, by the way, it's not just running around and killing people and going crazy violent or whatever, but I do think that my path of being way more extreme does have a better outcome in the future. Yes. Like, everybody only focuses on like the extra legal or like the really mean part of like punishing the other side. But like, the idea is that in the future, when people know this exists, like, just nobody behaves this way anymore. Because it was like, okay, obviously this is not worth it. We all have to like be, you know, good stewards of the law and our public offices. And we don't want to like have some crazy fuck shit happen in the future. So like, let's all do our best to do our shit, right? But in your world, I don't think you're creating that. So you're just like setting yourself up for future harms. Because it's just like, people are going to be like, oh, well, you know, we got away with this in the past. Why wouldn't we just do this again in the future? Because there's always going to be another side who's going to kind of be willing to pick up the pieces of government and return to norms and traditions. And then we'll figure out how much we can rape them again in the future to see how hard we can win our political offices and how much we can rig shit elsewhere.
They could also just do that same thing after you do all the stuff that you're doing and just be like, oh, well, we're just never going to give the government back, though. And now
I disagree.
Play nice until we can. Now we're going to just...
I disagree with that for two reasons. The first reason I disagree with that is because... hold on. I just wiped my mind. Repeat what you just said.
So you keep saying that the incentives need to be basically addressed, and that your way of doing it is going to stop people from doing it in the future or lead to somebody doing it or not doing it in the future. And I asked you, what stops them from just playing ball? And then when they get power, saying like, oh, haha, we're actually going to do all that bad shit again. We're never going
to. Oh, okay. Yeah. I remember. Yeah. Okay. The two things are that, one, I don't think there is a limiting factor on them right now. right? So this is a thing that is brought up over and over again. And I failed at communicating this because every single person has brought this up in a conversation. So either nobody agrees with me on it or I just haven't communicated it well. You keep speaking as though they have a limiting principle right now. And the limiting principle is based on what the Democrats have done. But that's just not true. The limiting principle is just based on what they think they can get away with. So when you say things like, we shouldn't do these things because imagine the crazy shit they'll do in the future. Well, they're just going to do whatever crazy shit they think they can get away with at any point in time anyway. That's it. It's not nothing. The Democratic actions aren't stopping them. It's just whatever their constituency has an appetite for, number one. And then number two, I think that right now, part of the, and I guess there's no way for me to prove this, but I think part of the big reason why, or a big reason why they do the shit they do now, is because they do feel like there's no punishment, there's no negatives for doing it. Like, and again, this is where I talk about the incentives. Like, if you were a conservative right now, why would you not just like lie, cheat, do whatever the fuck you can, defame or whatever, when you know that there's not going to be any repercussions for it, or not serious repercussions for it, and the rewards are numerous?
They'll probably get a pardon too.
At 1,000,000,000%.
Oh, by the way, I think everybody that is worried about like talking about reforms and things like that, I'm going to ask you my pardon reform and tell me if you think it's better than what like Connor said. I think that pardons should not be able to happen on trials that have not concluded yet. I don't think somebody should be able to be pardoned until they are found guilty or not guilty or whatever, you know, in a crime.
Just remove the pardon. Trimble.
I don't think I necessarily disagree with that, actually. Or at the very least, like a pardon, maybe one way you could change that is a pardon works as like a, maybe like a plea deal. I don't know how you would actually do this in terms of function, but like if somebody accepts a pardon, they have to like, you know, publicly or in front of a court, like admit, like, I am guilty of doing these things and, you know, whatever else.
Well, I think that technically that is what I think it's like not a tested theory, but I think that people say like when you're pardoned, you kind of lose your right to invoke the Fifth Amendment because you cannot be prosecuted.
Some people argue that it's considered, and some people argue that it's like considered, if you accept a pardon, you're kind of accepting the guilt of the thing, but it's not like a, it's not a super hardcore, like, this is legally binding. But yeah, I've heard that before. Let's go kill the extractors.
I think that should be something that we push. And so, like, when we're, like, in my world, I do believe that most people are going to be pardoned by Trump. And so that's where I think, like, we should be going after people. And that's one of the things that, when people talk about reforms and things like this, like, that's one of the things that we should start legally testing is the pardon power and their someone's ability to stay silent, invoking the Fifth Amendment, because like I think it would be equally as good, like where you're saying, like if we jail everybody, I think it would be equally as good to do like show trials in Congress with all of these people basically asking them all these questions that they can't Fifth Amendment. Like I think that one of the main issues that happened with the January 6th committee is that they did almost every deposition behind closed doors. It took like a crazy amount of time for anybody to like hear anything about it. And I think like we should just be having show trials in Congress over and over and over again.
Sure, but that's just one part of it. Like you have to have the media and all the other stuff working with you as well. Like there was a huge 5 or 6 or 7 day presentation on the J6 stuff, but at the end of the day, like most Americans just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but like he's got a ton of shit.
Okay.
But like the Epstein stuff, like as much as I just don't think that it's like that big of a deal or whatever. But like one of the reasons why it is continuing to be a big deal is because it's like an ongoing thing that's like not being addressed, right? Like they keep fumbling it.
Well,
they
moving
things.
I feel like the Epstein thing actually reinforces my point, right? Like the reason why the Epstein stuff was such a big deal is because it was a Republican messaging point. Right? Dan Bongino, I remember these guys screaming on podcasts. I remember Dan Bongino, I think he was talking to Tim Pool. It's like, I know a guy at the CIA and he's told me everything about Epstein and they've got all this Epstein shit. And Pam Bondi, remember what I said earlier about like the politicians working with influencers? How many influencers did Pam Bondi bring to the, I don't know what building it was or whatever, where she handed them all the fucking binders or whatever? Like how much more collaborative can you get than that? Yeah, I agree the Epstein stuff is a big thing, but it's that literally because it's a Republican talking point.
Yeah, the Dems fucking suck, I guess, at messaging.
Well, it's not that they suck, it's just that this is kind of the argument that I got with Connor before. Like the Dems are like politicians that are doing political things, and the Republicans have transformed completely into like a political party of influencers, and that's just their main job now, are to be influencers, to work with influencers. And you can't like, I don't know how you compete in that environment.
Yeah, I don't know. Are you planning on watching the Bill Clinton deposition or the Hillary Clinton deposition?
Maybe.
I wouldn't watch a Hillary Clinton one if you were going to watch either one of them. You should watch the Bill Clinton one, because I think that the precedent that having the president of the United States do a deposition in front of Congress that Bill Clinton set is something that we should really build off of.
Sure, but I mean, Trump would just never agree to it. He'll just never.
One of the things that Hillary talks about often in her deposition is that they fought to have it in public because, and that's like one of the things, like with the Benghazi hearing, she was talking about how, like, every time she's been in front of Congress, she's asked for it to be public because she believes that that's the right thing to do. And so, like, I think that when Congress moves forward with whatever it is that they're going to do in, after 2026, is that they need to, like, be like, well, we want to do all of this in public and show everybody. And if that means that everybody's going to come in front of Congress and just, like, do the Fifth Amendment, then we need to capitalize on that. And if that means that people aren't going to go and be, like go with the subpoenas that Congress puts out, our presidential candidate in 2028 needs to run on, like, Congress is an equal branch of government that needs to be listened to, and I'm going to get into office and make sure that Congress is complied with, and we need to work once again together and blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. Can you tell me, like, what a way that I can put together my thoughts on, like, this, the violent stuff and things like that, to where, like, I could convince anybody that it's a larger deal? Because I feel like it's just like a joke, or it's just me,
I mean, I,
like,
agree that it's a joke, but I agree with that. But this is what I got demonetized for, right? Was I was literally, but I mean, I guess you could argue I said it in kind of an edgy way, but it was when I said, like, conservatives should be afraid of violence when they're talking openly about how sexy and awesome a civil war would be. The whole point, and I say the whole point, like, it was a fucking mystery, but, like, if you listen to more than the Jesse Water clips, like, the whole point is that, like, people romanticize the concept of civil war violence too much. But, like, it's happening constantly on the right, while their administration is enacting violence against us. And then we're supposed to take, like, an uber principled stance on everything, which I agree we should do. But, like, there's going to be a breaking point on that. And I don't know. I mean, like, I don't support violence.
My principled stance is that maybe we shouldn't.
We should exhaust every. People. Yeah, I agree with that. And we should exhaust every other avenue first. And I don't think we've even come close to that. But we need to, like, we're past due to start working on exhausting those other avenues. And just because of the construction of the way that the left works right now is just not. It's not there. Yeah.
And so that's where, like, I don't know what the answer is, because, like, a lot of people say that they don't know what they should be doing. And, like, I'm trying to figure out something with, like, the political action guys, to where, you know, like, people can have no excuse really to not do anything. Like, there's weekend protests that are near me, like, pretty often, even, like, on a street corner, that have anywhere from, like, 20 to 30 people at them. And they're basically just, like, holding signs and, like, waiting for people to honk.
I understand. Like you can, like, do that. And I don't want to ever take away from people doing that, obviously, because I support the political action community. Destiny or discord.gg/DGG poll. But, like, on one side, you've got, like, join a protest on a street corner with 20 people. And then on the other side, it's like, here's $50,000 to join ICE and beat the shit out of brown people that you're allowed to legally racially profile now. And if you kill a U.S. citizen, we're going to ship you off to another state so you can avoid any kind of scrutiny whatsoever.
And you'll probably get a pardon.
Do you think that I don't understand that, though?
I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying, or I think you understand that, but I'm just saying that, like, the motivation on the left to engage, like, in polite society, good faith, or whatever, that's a really, 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 really hard sell. Like, understandably so. Like, I'll do my job to message a little bit less radically to people. Like I said, I don't think I want, like, a fucking shooter coming out of my community. But, like, you can get radicalized by the other side as well. And keep in mind, the entire right, like, the reason right now why, I guess, apparently 160 schoolgirls died in some Iranian school, the reason why that happened is because people on the right 11 years ago got triggered by people with pronouns in their Twitter bios. Like, that's where we're at. And it's like, okay, well, fine. So they got so triggered that they supported one of the most authoritarian regimes in all of U.S. history. But you guys can't get triggered by them murdering U.S. citizens in the street, shipping DACA kids off to fucking CECOT, and indiscriminately bombing other countries and then talking about how epic it is, because that would be bad politics and we need to go out and protest on street corners instead. And I'm not trying, I know it sounds like I'm undermining your message. I'm not trying to undermine your message. I'm just saying that, like, there's a lot of understandable, I think, grievance on the other end of things. And it,
I mean,
just,
this feels, oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, this feels like a problem of, like, 10 years ago, people were just saying whatever the fuck they want. And it just, sometimes it feels like, I don't know, the left woke scolds like a little bit too much or whatever. I guess woke scold's not the word, but like the left is like, oh, well, we need to play like within the bounds of like the law. We need to be nice, blah, blah, blah. But like the right doesn't give a fuck about this. They didn't give a fuck about this. And they got like giga in power. And now, yeah, as you're saying, we're having Iranian children being fucking bombed by U.S. fucking troops and shit. Like, it's disgusting. I don't know. I understand why people are angry, and I understand why people want to Fed post.
I do as well. I have not. If I could say what I want to say, I would, but I can't. And so, like that's the issue: is that people need to stop doing that because they can't either, and they need to like think about that kind of stuff a little bit better, because we're just going to have to start holding hands and like making people understand that they can't do that. So like that's what we're going to end up doing. I don't know how to convince people that like I'm taking this shit seriously, and like maybe I'm just a step further than them, and that I can think that it's bad, but also think that we shouldn't continue to have violent rhetoric. I did have one question for you. Why do you think so many people hate Hutch for his position when IRI has a very like way more extreme position, in that he thinks they're all going to walk and nothing's going to happen and that we need to move on?
Probably because IRI just doesn't engage in it as much. I think IRI doesn't engage in this conversation as much, so people don't see it. And then two, I think that I I don't know how to ever fucking curb my community, because I scream at them all the time. Like, my community is incapable of having small disagreements with people. So if there's even a minor disagreement, like people like literally blow their fucking brains out trying to express how much they fucking see and hate and want to murder any person I'm talking to who has a disagreement on things. So I think that the response to Hutch is oftentimes unhinged, but it's probably mainly because Hutch engages with that topic more than IRI did. If IRI started debating it all the time, yeah, and people saw the position, they'd be like, oh, well, I think IRI is really wrong here. And they would start to...
Hutch also title baits.
True. Hutch, yeah. Also, IRI is a lot more like kind of like matter of factly delivers things, whereas I think Hutch is a bit more provocative, like I am. So you're more likely to like if somebody like IRI gives a position that you disagree with, you're probably less likely to hate him for it. Whereas if somebody like Hutch or me gives a position you disagree with, you're more likely to get upset over it, because we are way more aggressive in demeanor.
Yeah, I think I know IRI watches your stuff sometimes. I think that he should come in more often, because I think he can put things in a better perspective than I can, as far as like what the realistic options are. I think that one reason why I don't think Trump's ever going to be held accountable is because he's just old, dude. I think he's going to die before anything would happen. Even if there were trials and things like that, I think he's probably just going to die.
Sure.
He seems to be...
Do you think he should be held accountable?
Yeah, absolutely. I think all of them should.
In what way do you think he should be held accountable?
I think that he should be jailed.
Okay.
And what if he pardons himself and everybody in his administration?
That's what I was saying. I think that we should push the limits of the pardon power and actually start to get...
yeah, but it's already done. What do you do for the next administration? Because they've already pardoned him. You can't change it in retroactively.
That's what I'm saying. You bring those people in for questioning and things like that. You start to have like the courts.
But then he's not jailed, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so you still want like to, and I'm not saying this in like a mean way, you still want the status quo to continue, and then you would just fix it in the future.
I personally am not subscribed to the "we should just jail people for no reason" part.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's not something that I subscribe to, because I don't know if I would say that. I think Hutch is a little bit too like, he thinks that everything can be solved by just like letting things play how they should play, whereas I think we should be aggressively using it.
I'll represent Hutch's. Hutch does have an aggressive position. He just wants to not stray outside of the legality bounds. Yeah. I don't think it's fair to represent Hutch saying, well, we'll let things play as they play.
No, because Hutch doesn't even believe that the president should, or anybody that's running in 2028, should be running on a ticket of like, we need to hold Trump's administration accountable. He doesn't think that they should even say that.
Well, I think he'd be okay with it insofar as I'm going back to the hospital. Fuck these guys. I got a shotgun. Mm-hmm. That's all I got. I think he'd say that that's an okay thing to run on, but it can't be like on like extra legal shit or like illegal stuff.
No. He said explicitly that the person that is running for 2028 should not.
Riley, you should be able to join this room now. Sorry, go ahead. If she's on chat.
They should not communicate that they are wanting to use the DOJ to go after anybody that is like a political opponent. So he said something along those lines that they shouldn't be having conversations with the AG that they're putting forth or anything like that about, hey, we should. He believes that like the things are already bad enough that it's going to happen regardless of if they say something or they don't say something, so that we should just stick to the norm of keeping the DOJ independent.
Okay, maybe he does say that. I just want to represent his view, so he doesn't feel like I'm bad faith slamming him after.
No, I watch Hutch just as much as I watch you, if not more, because sometimes I don't watch you play Ark, so because I just play it myself. But yeah, so that's where I do just think it's weird that like a lot of people really like IRI here, but like he's got a more extreme position than Hutch, and it could be true that people like to attack Hutch because he opens himself to attack. And I told him that. I said, listen, as much as you are going to continue to read the subreddit for unhinged people, I'm going to allow people to post unhinged shit about you in the subreddit because you're farming the community. Like I told him that.
Okay.
Well, he kind of just explained it like he's like actively engaging with it, and he's like having like hours long discussions about with DJG.
Yeah, sure. And
just to be clear, just to specify, I don't think that people should be unhinged against Hutch. It's okay if they disagree. Just to be clear on that.
I'm just saying about like sometimes people will like post a meme that's like pretty exaggerated.
Sure.
But he'll like engage with it in a funny way.
Sure.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't. That's why I was asking you, like, I don't know what the way to, other than you to not talk, because one of the things that, like, people said in the subreddit when I brought up, like, this extreme language is, like, well, Destiny does it, so good luck trying to get the community to stop doing it. Like, people see you as making the extreme language that I'm talking about.
Yeah, I agree with that, yeah.
So, like, that's, I don't know how to fix that, and obviously...
He said he wouldn't do that as much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so... nobody should do anything whatsoever. That's really bad. But I don't know.
Not even.
I'm gonna once again say, international DGGers, you are not an American. Do not post as an American on the subreddit. You will be destroyed if I find out that you are a non-American posting as if you are.
My inventory is full. Are you ready to go? Or
yeah, I'm good.
I'll figure out a better way to say this, and maybe I'll just talk behind the scenes about it, because I really don't know, because the chat doesn't seem to take it seriously, and like I don't know what the way to make it come across better is. Because to me, it just seems serious. Like, if you're talking about hurting people, no matter who it is, you should take those threats seriously. And I don't know any other way to put that.
I mean, I agree. But I would also just be careful with the way you're phrasing that, because you're making it sound like, I don't think you intend to make it sound this way. You make it sound like it's all kind of a joke when you say it that way. Like, people need to take this seriously. But when you say something like that, you make it sound like the only way you could have thoughts like this is if you're not taking it seriously. But then you're not engaging, I think, with the people who are taking it seriously, and these are the thoughts that they've arrived with, which I think is a different, fundamentally a different type of conversation.
Yeah, and What I'm saying that they should take seriously is the fact that they are arriving at that position, and most of them are arriving at that position and feeling as if there's nothing else that they can do other than those things. And I think that's what radicalizes people.
Yeah,
is that
exhausting,
they think
all
violence is the only option.
If you want to be violent as much as possible, then all of your energy should be fixated on exhausting all the steps along the way to that. So finding good activists and doing good protests or strikes or targeted things to try to force, you know, political hands to do certain actions or whatever. Like, these are the steps that you need to exhaust before you actually get into
Would you ever want to lead any stuff like that?
I mean, like, in a perfect world, sure, but like I'm radioactive. Everybody is radioactive to everybody on the left, but I'm especially radioactive. Like, I can't, it's literally impossible for me to collaborate with people. Like, I'm sure Hutch is already starting to get people shitting on him from like the weird anti-fan communities that I'm in that are attacking him now because he did a conversation with me yesterday. anytime I do anything with anybody else, you've got like Hassan and all those types of people are jumping on board, right? Hassan almost destroyed, like, I don't know if people realize it or not, not to blow anybody's shit up or whatever, but I guess I don't watch him enough to know, but my impression, and I don't talk to him behind the scenes, so it's not like I have any special insight of this, but like Hassan, the feeling I get is Hassan almost destroyed Lonerbox's entire streaming career. Like, I know that Lonerbox wanted to take a break for a while. I'm pretty sure that the feeling for that was that not only did he end up becoming isolated from my community after the Pixie shit, but then Hassan spent an inordinate amount of time brutally going after Lonerbox, and then all of his little dick-suck orbiters were doing the same thing. So, I mean, like, it's just, it's a brutal...
Was he going after him over?
Because he was related to me in any way. So anybody that looks even tangentially related to me, and then it was over calling him like a...
IP doesn't matter.
It was all... Yeah, it was on the basis of the Israel-Palestine stuff, but it was because he was anywhere remotely related to me. Yeah.
Got it, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I hear what you're saying, Hobbit, but I struggle on the fact of like the right literally sits there and memes like, I don't know, about like the lady who got hit with a fucking hammer, and they meme about people getting fucking shot on the left, etc. It's really hard to like not like to, I guess, to give a fuck.
And then especially when all the violent memers on our side, I say quote unquote our side, are actually just tankies who are just violently memeing about Jews in Israel. And it's like,
yeah,
okay, wow.
It's really hard. I mean, I understand, and I think the community should like tone it down, and we probably should try like not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But man, is it fucking hard.
Yeah,
sure. And like, I have nothing wrong with that. I just think that like people should just understand, like, I'm not trying to downplay what it is that they're feeling. I'm just trying to be realistic about the situation of like, it would really fucking suck if all of a sudden we got nuked because all of a sudden Reddit said that X meme that is posted 7,000 times in our subreddit is now against the rules, you know? So like, again, if I could speak in the way that I want to speak, I would. And that's where it's kind of hard for me to put this all together, because I can't speak like openly because it is terms of service. But like, if people would just understand that, not see it that I'm against somebody, like somebody, one of the things that somebody had said was like that I'm looking to downplay what's happening and to allow the violence to continue and live in a fantasy land.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. That's delusional.
Like,
yeah.
Like, that's the thing. It's like, I'm clearly not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I don't know. That's my only thing, is trying to figure out how people can know that it's very serious, but also that we shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, geez, another quick thing. Somebody just linked this. So, leftist blondie, this Ann person... I'm pretty sure I've seen this person in real life before. I think we were at an event, right? One of the Unfuck America events. I don't remember all the people. I see these sometimes. So I think I've seen this person once or twice, maybe. And Mike from PA, you are a fangirl of Destiny who helped create Nick Fuentes' career, admitted to possessing child porn, and is being sued right now for sharing revenge porn. You're about as leftist as Lauren Southern, one of Destiny's Nazi exes. Like,
Jesus Christ.
And then... fucking Hassan is literally like jumping on these fucking tweets, like, and like, I'm supposed to go lead protests in March? Like, it's just impossible. Like, this is, it's just like, I don't know how you operate with these people. Meanwhile, you have Lauren Boebert, an elected member of Congress, like literally snapping photographs of Hillary Clinton during a closed door deposition and shipping them off to Benny Johnson for him to shoot out on Twitter. It's just like, it's just unbelievable. Yeah, it's just, it's, yeah, I don't know. That, like, yeah, this world sucks. That's why we have arc raiders and eugenics.
Where are you gonna move if the country goes to shit?
To Hawaii. Okay, well, anything else? Are we good, or we got your points?
I like I said, I just have a hard time putting it into words. So I just wanted to give people a warning, and that was basically it. And mm-hmm. like, you don't have any issue with me banning that stuff, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Like, international people acting as if they're Americans and like trying to rile up the subreddit and shit like that. Like, that's wrong, right?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. Okay. And I love everybody. I love everybody in the subreddit and DGG chat. I love everybody. It's really fucking bad right now. And I'm not trying to downplay it. Okay. I'm just trying to keep us all safe. But if you guys disagree with me, you can keep yourselves safe. Okay. Have a good day, everybody.
Be careful.